Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I'm a certified rehabilitation counselor. My goal is to help you realize that no matter what you have been through, you can rehab your life. I will be sharing stories of women who have overcome medical challenges just like myself. We will talk about medical trauma, setting SMART goals, holding each other accountable, and spiritual growth and development, and more. I'm looking forward to growing with you on this journey this year. And we will get started in just a few moments. This episode is brought to you by I Run On Oils. Owner Carolyn Todd is an independent wellness advocate of doTERRA oils. Have you been struggling with your mood, skin, or hair? Could you benefit from learning how to use oils to boost your immune system, strengthen your hair, and clear up your skin, and more? Try I Run On Oils. Speak to independent wellness advocate Carolyn Todd today. Check out their website. It's a bit.ly/I Run On Oils. Thank you so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. My name is Karen Malone. I am your host, and I just thank you for taking out the time today to listen in for what I have to say. So I apologize for not putting out the recordings on the weekly basis as I stated, but life has just been life in y'all. So I want to apologize for that. But we are still moving forward. We are pressing on towards the higher calling. So this is season 4, episode number 6. By now we should be about episode number 8. So I'm about 2 weeks behind, but I will try my best to get caught up with that. This episode, I'm actually going to be giving you guys my cancer update. So back in 2015, I was diagnosed with rectal cancer. When it was found at stage 3, and there's only stage 4 to most cancers. And so, of course, that was a major life shift and life change for me. And it's been a very challenging 8 years. And so back in 2015, that was the first diagnosis. I went through a major surgery where they removed my rectum and my anus and just reconnected the large intestine to the exit. And so I live with an ileostomy bag even to this day so that my body is able to get rid of the waste. And so that was not supposed to be a long-term solution, but it has turned out to be a long-term solution at this point. So, after having the surgery, I also went through chemotherapy. My last chemotherapy session was in March of 2016, thinking that everything was good, surgery, radiation, as well as chemotherapy. Well, then in April of 2017, the cancer showed its ugly head again and it metastasized to my lungs. And so I had a lower right lobe resection to my lung, meaning they basically cut off the lower bottom part of my right lung. Thank the Lord, I did not have to go through wearing oxygen for a long time or anything like that. The recovery was a lot more difficult because it has to do with your breathing. And anytime you're dealing with breathing, you know, it's a little bit more scary. But, and then there's a large incision, about a 10-inch incision on my back from how they went in through the lungs. And so, you know, rehabbing that and physical therapy and having to deal with the pain that comes with that, can be challenging. And so I got through that. Then it seemed like there was a period of time where the cancer had went into remission. It did not show up in 2018, did not show up in 2019, did not show up in 2020. But here we go again at the later parts of 2021 in August. The scans showed that the cancer had returned, and it was in my pelvic area. Not so much the rectal like it was, but more so near my sciatic nerve. The cancer was kind of hiding and ducking down behind the nerve. The cancer had gotten some kind of like a mucinousy consistency. So it wasn't like a hard tumor that could just be easily cut out. And so we went through several submissions to the cancer team to see if they felt like they would be able to remove the cancer in the pelvic area with any sort of success and without any major life-altering consequences. And they said no, that they did not feel that they would be able to remove the cancer without nicking my sciatic nerve or causing additional damage. So the recommendation at that time was to just do chemotherapy. And so I started the chemotherapy. It was a different type of treatment than the one I had before. That particular chemotherapy caused me to have a lot of negative side effects that I shared with my doctor and that I was not very happy with. I started to have some cognitive issues where I just couldn't think straight. I just felt like I was kind of, you know, floating above water barely. Another issue that I was having was with my vision. I couldn't hardly see to drive. I couldn't see to go to the grocery store, to be able to, you know, run my own errands. And then the anxiety that I'd never experienced. And, you know, if I'm truly honest, I never fully believed that anxiety could make you feel that way. So I apologize to any clients that I've had over the years where they were talking about anxiety, because I did not believe that it showed itself in that way. I now believe that anxiety is rooted from fear, and fear of not being able to control your situation, or fear of the future and not knowing how things are going to happen. And it has a grip on you on a daily basis to keep you down. And anxiety is crazy. It's a very difficult condition to deal with. And so so the anxiety, depression, the cognitive and the visual issues, I was over it. I was like, I cannot continue to do this. I felt like it was just taking me down. So I told him, no, I can't do the chemotherapy anymore, not in the liquid IV in your chest form. So he was saying, you know, you have to do something. And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't have to do anything. And it was at that point where I felt like I was empowered to be my own best advocate. And if you don't hear anything from this episode, it's that. Be your own best advocate. You know what you are going through. You know how it's impacting you. You know what your experience is. And even when we don't have the words sometimes to be able to tell and describe to others how this is making us feel, you can still speak up and say, you know, no, I don't want to do it in this way. And then do your own research and consult with others who have gone through things of this nature, and come up with your own plan that you can get your doctor to buy into and your team to buy into, because still at the end of the day, this is your life that you're having to walk out. And so I encourage you to be your own best advocate. And so even though I still have to deal with these things now that I've taken kind of a in charge reign of, you know, how my life is going to play this thing out, of course, God is my everything and my consultant with every step that I make. He is ordering my steps that I'm making. And so even after that diagnosis in August, I ended up going to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America in December for a slew of tests for them to determine what the best course of action might be as an alternative to what MD Anderson was recommending. And at the end of the day, Cancer Treatment Centers of America did not have a different plan than what MD Anderson had, which at the end of the day was to just do chemotherapy treatment for the rest of my life as a maintenance dosage. And I was just not happy with that, especially not the actual dosage of chemotherapy that he had me on. And so when I returned back home in December, actually in January of 2022, I said, no, I'm not going to participate in any more treatment. So I didn't. So it's been over a year of no treatment. Now, Cancer Treatment Centers of America basically said you have about a year to live. And that was devastating to my mind, to my heart, to my spirit. And it took me down. I allowed that to mentally take me down. Of course, it wasn't willingly, but that's what happened. And so it took me several months to get back on my feet. And, you know, I'm sure if any of you follow me, you saw the ups and the downs and the sideways of me still trying to show up for others as well as showing up for myself. And that's another thing that I would encourage people to take away from this message, that if you have a family member or a friend who is going through something, don't not share what's going on with you because you're worried about, oh, they have so much going on with them. That's a lifeline sometimes, to be able to continue to be involved in what's going on with your friends and your family, so that way you are not so engulfed in what you're dealing with. You know, don't take that ability for them to be a blessing to you away from them. And I've had to remind several people of that, because it made me feel isolated by them not communicating with me about what's going on in their lives. I don't want to be the one with the problem all the time. I want us to be able to talk like we used to. And so I encourage you to just continue this living life and sharing with your friend, because your friend wants to be there just for you, like you're being there for them. So definitely would encourage you to just try to keep things as normal as possible. Now, if you are the type who normally calls that friend and bombards them with all of your stuff, you know, you might want to rethink some of that. But, you know, make it balanced. You know, talk a little bit about what's going on with you. Talk a little bit about what's going on with them. So that I encourage you. So once I was able to kind of get back on my feet and really make the decision that I'm going to live. I am going to live. Things seem to turn around, because now my words are in alignment with the scripture that I'm standing on, where the Lord promised me additional years to live. My scripture is Isaiah 54 and 13, where he talks about Hezekiah, you know, was called home, and he said, no, Lord, I still have more work to do. And I may have the scripture wrong. I apologize in advance. But Hezekiah was called home to glory, and the Lord granted him 15 more years. And I said, you know, Lord, you are not a respecter of persons. If you did it for him, you can do it for me. But I'm asking for 30 more years. So if I believe, which I do, that the Lord has granted me more time, no matter what I see before me from that time that I agreed and that's the promise that he has for me, nothing else can stop the promises of God, not even COVID-19. And if anybody's been following me, you've seen that I've had a whole heart attack and got back up and kept it moving and wrote a whole book, then had a whole conference, a women's conference. You know, the Lord can still breathe life into those promises that he's made you. And so now that I have another diagnosis or reoccurrence of the cancer, I had to, again, you know, make that decision that I am going to continue to live. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's an ever-present conversation with the Lord to say, Lord, I trust you. I believe you. Lord, I trust you. I believe you. Even when I can't see it, even when it doesn't feel good, Even on the days when my body is racked with pain. And when I tell you, this whole time, these last 8 years, I've really not experienced pain like I have today. Not literally today, but during this last little bout with cancer. I've never experienced pain in that way until now. But even still, you know, there's a passage that says, even though he slay me, yet I will trust him. I will continue to trust him. I will continue to put one foot in the front of the other and work this business because I believe that he has blessed me and that he is going to keep his promise of the 30 years. And so the latest diagnosis was in January of 2023 that the cancer has metastasized to my lungs again. And, you know, even in that, I'm thankful that it has not gone to my kidneys, which is the other area that rectal cancer normally goes to. It's just kind of been bouncing back and forth between the pelvic rectal area and the lungs. And so I'm just grateful that it went back to the lungs instead of going outside of areas that it has not yet been and will not go. I speak that in the name of Jesus. And so, you know, the doctors, of course, came back with their strategy of how we're going to move forward. So we talked about whether or not they would do an ablation or do anything to the cancer in the lung area. And right now we're deciding that we're not going to do anything about the cancer in the lung area because it's still really small. We have to contain what's being spread from the pelvic area. So we're going to focus on doing some additional chemotherapy. And I have been totally against chemotherapy. However, the doctor said, okay, well, look, you did good on the chemotherapy that you started with back in the day, back in 2015. So let's go back there. Let's start there and then work our way up. And I can agree with that. I remember it to be a better experience than this last one. And so I'm willing to do 4 sessions. And I told him, you know, hey, I don't know if 4 is the standard protocol or not, but that's where I have my heart set on. And then after that, let's do the scans and then let's see where we are. And so that's what I've agreed to. My bladder is also kind of acting up right now. It's distended, it's pressing on something, and that's also playing into the pain. And so, of course, you know, the pain medications and things of that nature are addressing that. But whether or not we do a bladder stent or anything is still up in the air. He feels that if we can get the cancer to shrink down, then it'll shrink down everything else. And so then the bladder should calm down. And so I'm agreeing with that strategy. So we're not going to do anything with the bladder right now. He's saying that, you know, a stent could be causing more harm than good in the long run. And so I'm okay with not focusing on that. So the main action plan for right now is the chemotherapy. Like I said, I've agreed to 4 sessions, and then we will revisit at a later date. And so with that, you know, I had to find my way back under the Lord's wing. And, you know, not that he went anywhere, but, you know, we get to going in life and we start just living life and stop doing some of the things that we normally would do, you know, our prayer time and things of that nature. And so I had to repent for that. I had to, you know, Lord, I apologize. I'm sorry. I fell off, you know, my square. And, you know, he just wrapped his arms around me once again and welcomed me back in once again. You know, there's not any specific, you have to do this, 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 and that, but there are recommendations for this season in your life where, you know, you start your day with the Lord, you end your day with the Lord, you repent, you change your ways, and, you know, and you focus on the future. And so I started reading just a regular old book, you know, a Christian book, Pursuing God. It's A Woman's Passionate Pursuit of God by Carol Ladd. It's Creating a Positive and Purposeful Life. And this book helped me to usher my way back into spending quality time with him. So there's not a rhyme or reason as to how you got to do certain things in order to get back under his wing. That's why I shared that book information, because I didn't go directly straight to the Bible. you know, that's what, go back, read your Bible. Yes, it turns me to the Bible and I go and look at those passages, but that's not where I started. So I felt like it was important for me to share that. But her focus was on the book of Philippians, and that's a book that I know so well. And that's a book that anytime I've counseled people to say, you know, where to start in the Bible, it's usually the book of Philippians. You know, talks about being anxious for nothing. Talks about forgetting the past and pressing on towards a higher calling. It talks about, you know, how to walk out this life. And so the chapter that of the book of Philippians is chapter 3, verses 7 through 14. And then, you know, lo and behold, I talked with a good friend of mine. She ushers me into prayer, which just like broke the floodgates open right on time, where I was able to just surrender all to the Lord. And then on that Sunday, right before treatment started, my pastor's message, where he's talking about Jesus being our first love. And he references Philippians 3, 7 through 14. And so it just reminded me that the Lord is ever present with me, that he has his arms wrapped around me, that he is no respecter of persons, and that, you know, the prayer that I prayed for additional time, that I believe that promise, and that this has not caught him by surprise, and that all is well with my soul. And so I just wanted to share that update with you guys and to let you know that I'm still pressing through. So, you know, there are going to be days where I might not, you know, be able to get the post out, but I'll try my best. And there might be days when, you know, I just have to circle back around and be like, see what had happened was. And it's okay. It is okay. So thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me out of your day today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you tune back in for more episodes in the future. This episode is brought to you by Renew You Body Butters. Renew your skin, renew your life. Renew You Body Butters is a handcrafted luxury skincare brand that seeks to heal you and your loved ones, one application at a time. So if you suffer from eczema or other skin conditions, try Renew You Body Butters. And just for Rehab Your Life listeners, there is a special code, RENEWYOU20, for 20% off your order, and you get free shipping on orders over $99. Go to renewyoubodybutters.com. This episode is brought to you by my books, Lose to Win and Nothing Can Stop the Promises of God, Not Even COVID-19. They are both available on Amazon.com, and please consider switching over to smile.amazon.com and add Rehab Your Life as your nonprofit of choice that you would like to support in 2023. That's one way that you can support the organization with your everyday shopping. That is smile.amazon.com and add Rehab Your Life as your nonprofit. Thank you in advance. Thank you for tuning in for our very first episode of the new year. Be on the lookout for our upcoming events, and we hope to see you back again soon. Talk to you guys later.